Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, our money man, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is back with us as he is every Wednesday. Happy New Year to you, Charlie.
And to you, Matt, and to you.
And hopefully we'll make the financial circumstances of some of our listeners better with some of your recommendations. Starting with, I suppose, Hardy Perennial, but giving up smoking or vaping has a multitude of financial benefits, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, obviously, Matt, I mean, the health benefits are massive and, you know, we know about that. But it's because the health benefits are so good, the insurers are prepared to give you much better value in terms of life insurance, mortgage protection insurance, serious illness cover. If you give up the smokes, and we're talking about now being off cigarettes for a year, and we're talking vapes as well as cigarettes and patches, all of that, you can get considerably cheaper insurance. We're talking life insurance here, essentially mortgage protection, that kind of thing. You could cut the premium in half for a non-smoker. So if you manage to, you know, stay off cigarettes and are committed to it for a year, you could save 700 euros or more on a typical 300,000 euros life insurance policy over, say, 25 years. You cut the premium in half, essentially.
I suppose the corollary of that is that if you answer honestly and admit that you're a smoker, that has automatically loaded on the price that you're charged annually because of that.
And look at Matt, you have to answer honestly, because if you die and your other half makes a claim, and it transpires that you were a smoker, which is, you know, fairly easy
see,
to establish.
See, what constitutes
you will
a smoker?
Not get a payout.
See, what if somebody only has, for example, a cigarette on a night out and doesn't smoke every day? Does that mean they're a smoker?
I think it does, essentially. I mean, it's going to vary with insurers, but look, abstinence means that you're not on patches, that you're not using a vape, which are usually, you know, usually popular. And a lot of people will use vapes as a way of trying to get themselves off cigarettes. That was the whole idea of how they were marketed originally, but they've become an alternative to cigarettes, obviously. You need to be completely abstaining from nicotine and nicotine products for at least 12 months.
So another financial benefit
is what Royal London Ireland would say, completely abstain.
There's another financial benefit, quite simply, the cash you save by not spending on these things.
Well, you're talking 19 euros typically now, 19
for a packet.
Euros, for a packet 20, you know, there was a 50 cents excise duty increase in the last budget. So it's extraordinarily expensive. A pouch, which is, you know, you get more cigarettes out of a pouch than 20. So that's 27, 29 euros for a pouch as well. So it's very, very expensive. I don't know how much vapes are, but they're pretty expensive as well. I know I just pick up a lot of them and I'm walking the dog because they drive me insane. They're all over the place. But it's an expensive habit. So, you know, you save on the double. And obviously the health benefits are huge as well. And there's all sorts of encouragement. But look, you need to be off the cigarettes, the patches, the gum, all those things. They all constitute smoking.
Here's one from Geraldine. This is a fascinating comment. You get a much better rate on an annuity if you are a smoker, as they think you won't have it to pay out for so long.
Well, this is it. See, they're annuity, basically, they're paying you a pension for a certain amount of time. If you're a smoker, you're not going to last that long. So, of course, you're going to get a better deal, yeah. But, who wants that kind of an advantage? That's a kind of a perverse advantage, really, isn't it, Matt?
It is, absolutely. I hadn't thought of it, though, until that text came in to 0874 100 102. And listener says, it's an addiction also, not just a habit. If you didn't spend the money, you'd save it. But it is an addiction. It's not just a habit for many people.
It is.
It's easier said than done to give
it
up.
It is. And look, smokers get absolutely clobbered in every budget. They're an easy target. Of course they are. And of course, there's an awful lot of money spent in the health service treating smokers. So yeah, but so for it's just not easy. Just it's easy for me to say give it up and you'll save money, but it's easier said than done.
Okay, now I'm talking about the health service. You say here, I see in my notes, that more than 1 million people must act now to avoid a health insurance hike.
Yeah. A whole raft of health insurance plans went up in price on the 1st of January. Not all of them, but in many cases, this is, you know, we've already had increases. So people tend to take out insurance, health insurance for a year. It's a 1 year contract. You go to renew and there might have been two increases. You could be looking at 10, 20%, even 25% increase in the last year. So, you know, it could be up considerably for you. So don't roll over. Don't automatically renew. You'll get absolutely clobbered if you do that. This is particularly important now because we've had about 3 years of increases. So it's becoming extremely expensive. And if you're on a dated plan in particular, those plans are extraordinarily expensive. A dated plan being one that you might have been on for a couple of years, one of the old plans, it's probably costing you more than 2,000-3,000 euros per year. You'd be well advised to go and get a good broker, the likes of Dermagood of Health Insurance Ireland. He'll charge you 250 euros, but he'll do a full review. If he thinks your plan is okay, he won't charge you that. So it's, you know, if you're on a dated plan in particular, and there's 35 of them, we had a story about this in the Indo recently, 35 dated plans and you are paying way over the odds. There are lots of alternatives. Take a bit of time, get on to your insurer, say, look, this is what we're on, this is what we were paying last year. Have you anything equivalent, including corporate plans, that might save us a few bob here because we can't afford this increase?
What also strikes me is, why are these things so expensive? And I keep hearing more and more stories of people when they go for things like operations, and we're not talking about emergency ones, say scheduled operations, that they manage to get more quickly under private health insurance than they would on the public list. So that's what they're paying for. But often, they're discharged on the same day. They don't even stay in. Or they stay over one night, whereas in the past, they might have been kept for a number of nights, and yet the prices aren't going down.
Prices are not going down or anything, but they're going the other way, you know, and people are often finding as well that the benefits are being cut on the plan. So, you know, previously they might have got that procedure done or someone else got it done and there was no co-payment. Now there's a payment. You have to contribute towards that treatment. So why? It's because medical inflation, you know, it's runaway, racing ahead. And more people are claiming, the health insurers keep saying. So even the new player in the market, Level Health, which came in backed by Aviva there last year, it's increasing some of its plans. It's got quite nice, simple plans, four stripped down plans. But unfortunately, it's increasing the cost as well. So take a bit of time and don't just get sucked into it. Don't forget about it and roll over and stay on the same plan, because the likelihood is you're going to get hit. There's more than 330 plans out there. There are lots of options. So, you know, look at it and do a little bit of work on it, because otherwise the health insurers would be happy with you.
Okay, now something else that's much more expensive. If you look at things, sometimes we talk about inflation year to year, but what can be very interesting is to look over a longer period of time, say 5 years, for example, because how much does the average tank of fuel in your car cost now compared to 5 years ago?
Matt, this is absolutely infuriating for drivers. Compared with 5 years ago, government levies, taxes, excise duty, those increases amount to 19 euros extra for a typical car. We're talking about 60 litres of tank of fuel, 19 euros. It's about 32 euros per litre on petrol and diesel. And this just comes on the start of January. There was next to 5 euros cost went on to the typical litre of petrol and diesel. It's because of there's renewable transport obligations and better fuel levies. So in other words, the importers who are refining the petrol and diesel, they have to put more renewable stuff into the petrol and diesel, which is all very well. And of course, it's environmentally important, but it just comes on the top of a whole string of different increases, which is driving people nuts. And you're right, Matt, this feeds through into inflation across all sectors, because look, think about the milk, your bread that comes to your shop. It's been delivered in a truck. They're using diesel. This is an extra cost. No wonder the truck drivers are really annoyed about this. The transport guys, they're saying, look, this is just too much. 65% of the litre of diesel is made up of levies and taxes imposed by the government. 65% and 60% of your litre of petrol.
One other one. What is footprint underwriting? And why might many of our listeners actually have reason to be concerned about the fact that it is no longer trading?
Yeah, this is an underwriting intermediary. I mean, they, you know, they would supply insurance policies to brokers, and brokers would place business with them. So you might get your insurance from a broker, but they have it with a company called Footprint Underwriting, a Dublin-based underwriting agent, which has put out a note to its brokers to say that from the 2nd of January, it's ceasing to trade. Now, don't worry, if your insurance has been placed with these people, you are still going to be insured. And that's coming from the central bank. The underwriters are going to take over any claims that are there. You will be covered. But it's just a pity. This shows you that it's a difficult business, insurance. The margins can be tight enough. And this company has decided to shut up shop after about 10, 12 years.
But the important point is that all customers, for its motor insurance and for its home insurance, remain fully insured under their existing policy, at least until such time as that existing policy ends, and they'll have to find somebody else to insure with after that.
You are still insured. If you have a claim, it'll be handled and sorted out by the underwriters. Go to your broker in the first instance. Go and look at your policy. If it's true, Footprint Underwriting, you're still insured and you can still make a claim. But this company is ceasing to operate because brokers stopped placing business with it a while ago because they found it was difficult to get claims paid. So unfortunately, it's winding down. But Central Bank is apparently tells me they're across this. They're fully aware of it. And the key point, as you say, you are insured. You're still insured.
Okay, and very, very quickly, Ian Guider last night was suggesting he thinks interest rates might go up this year, which means if the European Central Bank puts them up, then all mortgage rates will go up as well, probably.
Yeah, he was probably commenting on the fact that ICS Mortgage is a small, non-bank lender which has to go out into the wholesale market to borrow money to lend as mortgages, put up its interest rates yesterday, and Seniors Money, which offers... through Spry Finance, offers equity release loans to older people. They put up their rates as well. The good news is Avant Money, a bigger player which uses cheap deposits to fund its mortgages, is cutting its rates. It's also introducing it's giving more cash back on some of its mortgages. So some good news there. That puts
That's
it up
what
to AIB.
Competition does for you, isn't it?
Bit of competition. Putting it up to AIB and Bank of Ireland. Come on, AIB, Bank of Ireland, PTSB. Follow what Avant Money are doing here, guys.
Cut the interest rates. Make mortgage rates cheaper. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.